What's going on, world? It is your girl Tahiri, video vixen, reality TV star, philanthropist, entrepreneur, and the new thing is this author now. And welcome to At This Big Age. And right next to me, I have the most amazing Cody, partner in crime, co-host. Introduce yourself.
What's going on? It's your girl Danae B, mother, wife, and everybody's favorite cha-cha slider.
Holla.
Yeah.
Start it off. It was an elite.
Take it off with a bang.
All right. So what would you do at this big age?
At this big age.
Let's start. So what would you do at this big age if you lost your primary income?
Damn.
That's what we're starting off.
Damn.
So what would you do at this big age if you lost your primary source of income?
Damn. I don't know. Because I've been doing it for so long. Like, dancing is my life, basically.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm kind of good at a couple of things. So I would, starting over is always hard. And finding a new career would be difficult. But I think I would be up for the challenge. But I would be devastated if I couldn't dance anymore. Like, God forbid something happens to, like...
Your pinky toe?
My pinky toe. God damn. Not the pinky toe.
That shit hurt when you
But I don't know. What would you do?
Well, at this big age, if I lost my primary source of income, let's just say I believe in having several streams of income, which is why it's so important for people to get it together and try to figure out other ways of making money.
Mm-hmm.
So you always have some type of backup. But if I lost my primary source of income, I think, like I said, more than one stream of income is important. So have I been through situations where money gets tight, or, you know, you lose a job, or the shows stop airing and you have to wait to pick up a new show? Absolutely. But that's why, again, it's important. And I have several.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's hard to start over. The beginning of anything is hard. I would probably try to figure out what's next.
Yeah.
And having a cushion, having some money on the side, saving some money is important because...
The cash on the side.
Yeah, the stash is important. So
the petty cash.
The stash is important for those rainy days.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say I would probably use my time to figure out what's next. Because I know everybody, I don't care who you are, you go through those strains and struggles and you lose some and you win some.
Just think about the pandemic.
Oh my God.
That shit was crazy.
You know what's funny? That was the first time ever I really, really stressed over a lot of these grown-up things.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I only thought about keeping my mom safe. I was like, okay, so my sister's with her husband, my other sister, but her boyfriend, I'm single, let me pick up my mom. My dad is in Dominican Republic. And I just kind of let go, let God, and have faith. And I had that stash. And when everything was at a standstill, I only thought about being safe and I guess faith. I made more money than ever during the pandemic without even thinking about it.
That I was the complete opposite. Like, literally, I lost my primary source of income. I'm just thinking about it. Like, thank God for my husband because the bills were still billing.
Get married.
No, but literally, he was like a savior. And trying to get through to unemployment was hell.
Yeah,
it was hell on wheels.
I think that in retrospect, I probably would have been stressing about my finances, and I didn't. And I think God showed me that I needed to believe more and have faith, and that I was actually very responsible. I had a stash.
Yeah.
But then God blessed me, and from just not thinking about material things and just worrying about just keeping my mother safe was a blessing, and I made a lot of cash.
I love that you made cash during the pandemic.
I did.
God damn.
All right, so.
Tahiri.
Yes?
I want to pick it up a little. I want to talk about traveling. Because one thing we did get, like, once we kind of got almost out of the pandemic was loads of cash. Because one, I could not get through. So when I finally got through to unemployment and the money hit, it was like income tax season.
We outside.
And the first thing I was thinking about was just celebrating, but keeping it safe. And going on a trip. So I'm going to talk about traveling.
Keeping it safe, huh?
Keeping it safe. I have my mask on. And I wanted to take a trip.
Right.
So I want to talk about traveling. Do you love to travel?
Well, I travel for a living. I mean, I've been hosting on Instagram posting for the last 12 years.
I love that.
So I get paid to travel, walk into places and do my thing and come back. And it's usually all over the country, all of its different states and cities. So I've been blessed to say that I travel every week. I'm somewhere.
We got something in common. Hey, because I get to travel for work, too.
Isn't that great, though?
It's so great.
I call it the paycation.
Literally.
Paycation. And I love it. Anywhere I go.
Mm-hmm. And I think I love what I do, and I do what I love. And I've been so fortunate to do it since I was 17.
Awesome.
Like, fresh out of high school.
Right.
Like, kicked it out of there, like, bop, 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 like,
well,
right away.
Well, you were ballsy, because to travel that young, I remember shit being in my 20s saying, well, I want to move out of the state, and that to me was like a big deal, and I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always telling the younger Tahiri, the younger me, like, go ahead, take the risk, go out, learn, absorb, enjoy, you know, just kind of go and see how people live in other parts of the world. I didn't have the balls to do it, but of course, now that I'm at this big age,
mm-hmm.
I jump out of, you know, shit everywhere and just try to, you know, figure out and learn, you know, just traveling the world.
I think for the most part, I've been fortunate to travel with, like, my friends. So
you had, like, a support.
Mm-hmm. But the one time I didn't is when I actually moved to Greece. Like, I lived in Athens for 7 months.
At what, 17?
No. I was 21, which was still, like, hella young. And my mom was like, hell no. But she supported me. My dad supported me. And I had the freaking computer with the camera. I didn't even have the camera, like, inside the computer. I had to buy it, stitch it on, like.
At this beginning.
And, ooh, oh, my God, I'm showing my age, deadass.
I don't even remember that.
Oval was a thing. And Oval. Remember Oval?
Who?
Oval.
No, wow, I don't, and I'm older than you.
Oval was like the original, Oval, like, FaceTime. And you can, like, video chat with people.
I was probably in Harlem being really ratchet.
I'm really showing my age. But and you could talk to multiple people.
What?
And it had, like, the sound, like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Like, no, that's not the right sound. But it was something like that, something crazy.
I guess I wasn't Skyping or whatever Oval was doing back then. I think... What the fuck was I doing then? I might have to look back.
What year was that I moved to Greece? That was like 2009.
I don't remember that. I was probably on the block chilling, dating a drug dealer anyway at that time. We wasn't doing no oo.
That's very nice. That's very nice.
Why am I so loud?
God damn. But that experience kind of like shifted my experience for traveling, because I actually got attacked by two guys while there. Like, I got so comfortable. I was there for so many months, and I started, like, doing other jobs outside of the job I was on, and I was on the train, and I got attacked by two guys. So traveling after that was, like, I was super cautious. I was super, like, I can't go outside by myself. I need somebody with me. Like, it really changed me for the rest of, like, everything.
You got the PTSD.
Literally.
Yeah, I would be really scared.
I was like, okay, time to go. Gotta go home.
Well, that's how I feel about, I guess that's how I felt that young. Like, you know, I don't want to get kidnapped or something, as if somebody, you know what I mean? They would return me to the sender.
Yeah. They would return you to the sender?
Yeah, they would return me. They'd be like, we kidnapped this crazy bitch. We're sending her back. But, yeah, I feel like that was, yeah, in my 20s, I didn't have the balls to do that. To travel the way I travel now. But traveling is necessary.
I think it's so necessary. And if that experience didn't happen to me, I would probably still be in Athens. I loved it that much.
Okay.
I loved it. The food, I lived on the beach. Like, I would just walk out to the water and, like, read and just... And at the time, I didn't know this was called meditation, but I would, like, sit there and think.
So that was your favorite place on earth?
I really love there, and I really love London.
Oh, I really love Paris, and I really love London too.
Love London.
I tweet about that, and I post about missing Paris a lot. I love London a lot.
London feels like home to me.
I you know, London just feels fabulous, and so does Paris to me. You know, I call it the Disney for, like, grownups, because I shop when I go to Paris, and I OD. Like, that is where I, you know, just let go, and I love the food, and I love the fashion, and I love the breaks in between the day, the siesta. I love all that stuff. Italy was one of my favorite places too. Italy, I would go even if I paid, because I usually say, if you pay, I'm going anywhere. But
you're taking yourself to Italy.
I love Italy. Italy is just fabulous. I was able to relax. I remember just feeling free. Everything is just so beautiful to me out there. But I'm really a Caribbean type of chick.
Mm-hmm.
And all honesty,
that Caribbean.
Yeah, in all honesty, anywhere that's hot, I am down to go. Don't call me and tell me you want to take me to Alaska. I mean, I'm going because you're taking me, and I want to experience it.
Yes,
but call me and tell me you're taking me to an island, mm-hmm. and I am. My bikini is ready. My flip flops are ready. The braids are coming in. It's going down.
I love that.
Yeah. So some of my favorite spots are Trinidad. I like St. Lucia. I think it was St. Lucia, Trinidad. One year I was booked to St. Lucia, Trinidad. And I'm forgetting one of my favorites.
Jamaica?
Oh, Jamaica is my home. My father started to think that. You know, he's like, are you Jamaican or Dominican?
I see it.
I'm always in Jamaica.
Love it. It's like your backyard.
Yeah, I feel safe there too.
I got married in Jamaica.
That must have been fabulous.
It was really nice. It was way more people than I anticipated. It was really nice though.
A destination wedding sounds good.
Uh-huh. It was a lot of work still. You're still thinking about all the moving pieces, and then you want to consider everybody's pockets. Mm-hmm. And Jamaica was like one of the more affordable places.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Jamaica. But you're married, but I know before that you were single, clearly. Did you ever go on a vacation? Like, well, what is too soon to go on a vacation? And did you do that with your husband before you married him?
Vacation. I think I went on one vacation. I've been in relationships for so long. And I work so much that they're like working vacations. Like they just come to see me.
So somebody's paying for it, just not them.
Just not that. And they're just where they show up, they kick it with me. We might upgrade the room. We may get like a water view. We may get like a, you know, go up higher. Right. But I think I've really only been on one vacation, and that was like with my high school sweetheart, and we went to Miami.
Well, that I don't consider a vacation, but maybe I might be spoiled. But you're married, so I mean, what not to do is go on mad vacations, because I have, but as a single. I've been in relationships. I'm a relationship-based type of person, so every one of my boyfriends, of course, because I like to travel, have taken me on a vacation.
You're getting flued out. That's very nice.
It doesn't impress me now at this big age. I'm like, can we go? Look, can we talk about do other things? Because me getting flued out is not like you're like.
You've done it already.
Yeah, I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You want to talk about the stocks and bonds of the world?
On vacation.
Okay.
I might be excited about that. But okay. If you just think that you could just call and fly me out, I'm going to be excited about it. I'm cool. I'm thankful. But it's not impressive.
So basically she's saying, guys, you got to come a little bit harder than that.
But I've been on several vacations and relationships and just dating. I mean, if we could, like, why not just go somewhere else to do the fun things we can do in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of change the weather sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think vacations are necessary as well.
And where did me and my husband go before we were, like, married? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. I feel like that's when you know if you can really hang with someone, when you don't have another option. Like, we're together, we're here, and we're going to spend a couple of days together and see.
Because
when you're like, you know, your date, you come in and out, they pick you up, and it's prolonging.
Mm-hmm.
The inevitable, is it?
Oh, yeah, all the letters in there.
Because it's like, let's get to the point. Let's see if we can hang tight and have fun and see if I really like you, because we can't go nowhere else.
Yeah, true. I don't
know. I've left a guy on vacation.
You left him?
Yeah. I didn't like the way I was being treated. Well, I didn't sleep with him the first night, the second night. But the third night, he was acting a little frustrated.
So did you do it on the third night?
No.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at him like, you're a grown-ass man. Why are you so thirsty? Like, you probably would have got the buns if you would have just relaxed. So the first 2 days, we were cool. The third day, he was acting a little antsy. Then he steps out to do whatever he had to do. I'm downstairs at the bar, midday. He walks right past me.
Damn.
And I'm like, and he didn't say shit. So I'm like, maybe he didn't see me. I don't know. Next thing you know, I'm at the bar. I'm having lunch. But he's like having lunch outside of the bar. And it was a boutique hotel. So it wasn't that big. So I'm like, is he really
ignoring you?
Mind you, we're on a vacation. He flew me out to spend time with me and get to know me. So I'm at the bar, and next thing you know, he walks right past me again. Mm. And I'm like, it can't be because I didn't give him the buns.
He was emotional.
I'm on Instagram and I see him at the game with his friends. Like, now he moves on to like just doing outside activities and I'm not even included. So I packed my things and I caught me a nice Uber, a nice black. And my grandmother lived in that city at the time. So then I was like, I'm gonna spend time with my grandmother. At about maybe 8 p.m. that night, he hit me like, yo, is a charger in the room? And I never responded. And he never heard from me again. That night.
So you packed up all your shit to go to Granny's.
So went to my, yeah, I spent time. Well, I didn't see her often.
Okay.
At the time, she was living in a different city. And so I went to my uncle's house, spent time. Nice. Spent 2 days with my grandma. And I got a text from him eventually saying, hey, you know, hope wherever you are, you're safe. You're not answering. Like, now you want to talk to me?
Yeah, that's weird.
And I just never really responded. And I think about 2 years later, he hit me to invite me out again.
Sir. Sir.
Yes.
Shut like, your ass up. Like lose nothing. The number.
Has commented on
not
my post.
Not 2 years later.
Yes. But he has between these two. He has commented on my post. Like, in other words, like, we no hard feelings here. Like, and I've just never really kind of engaged.
Sir.
In none of it.
Sir, just block me at this point. Don't comment on my stuff.
But you know,
don't text
things
me.
Like that, like at that time, I don't think I was angry. I was more like disappointed because I'm like, if guys were to just be cool, like bro, and then you're a grown ass, you're not even like you're mid 40s, like you shouldn't be this thirsty. Like you would have got the buns if you made me feel comfortable.
Sir.
Allow a woman to fucking just chill.
Yeah.
Like it's not that serious. Like I'm sure you get, you know what I mean?
Especially if we on vacation.
Anyway, so that's my story about a vacation and how I left him.
That's very nice. You know what I find is like when I see like moms like traveling with like their kids.
What about that?
I be feeling for them on an airplane.
You have a child.
My son is different.
Tell us.
He's very different. My son travels well. He's always traveled well. I'm telling you, I really have an angel on earth for I was really blessed. But when I see moms with multiple kids, I also only have one. So I can like really give him all my attention. But when I see the moms with like the baby and the carrier and the stroller dragging the bags and they're exhausted, I'm the lady on the plane that gets up and be like, oh, can I hold your baby for you? Like,
I'm not,
take some time off.
Then I run into a rude mom and I'm trying to help her. So it's not like I ask if the baby is around. And well, first of all, I hate being on planes where there's hella babies. I'm not gonna lie, I'm like the fucking nursery.
Damn. Right?
But if I happen to find a parent that's going through it and I see that the baby's cool and she's cool, then I might offer to help.
Yeah, I would never go to like a disgruntled mom because you can also, like as a mom, that you have the intuition of like you feel it. It's like spidey senses, like you just feel it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I help you? Can I hold your baby?
Right.
While you just take 10 minutes, let me soothe,
it's
you know?
Rough. It's rough.
It's
rough, but you had him.
And I'd be feeling bad.
You had him. It's rough. It is. If I can help, I will, but it's rough, but you had him. And it's
indeed.
Also the way you raise your kids, because I've seen really, really crazy kids on a plane. I see some kids that are well-behaved.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on how, you know, it starts from home.
It's my angel.
It starts
well-behaved.
From home.
But I let him run around the airport, so by the time we get on the plane, he's like chilling. I'm also that mom. Like I'll sit there, let him run, crawl,
and get exhausted.
Swing,
yeah, right.
Find a chandelier, swing right. From that hoe. Like yes,
you
baby.
All their kids.
Yes,
you have to know your child. But
you get on the plane.
I don't have them. So what do I know?
But they're coming. You can borrow mine.
I will.
He's an angel.
An angel.
Yes. That angel.
He come to my house and start acting like
an angel. He came from a unicorn. Like,
today, but I thought he was an angel. Only in front of his mama, probably.
No, everybody, yeah. Even the people on the plane, they're
that's
like,
awesome.
I didn't even know he was here, like from the
she
time he was
a
born.
Good job. Yes, that comes from home, all of that. It's home training.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes. Sometimes kids surprise you, though. They just do whatever the hell.
I believe that. My mom just flared her nose and we knew it was time to sit the fuck down. She would look and
she wasn't playing.
We already know.
Damn, I don't have that look.
Yeah, my mom has that look. She still does.
That's really nice.
At this big age, she still looks at me. She's like, what did you, like, I'm about to get fucked.
I don't have the look, and I don't really have the voice.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't.
Calm.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Yeah.
Soothing.
Soft
love. Little squeaky sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Gentle parenting.
Gentle parenting.
We talk about it.
That's so King.
King.
Ah. My mom would be like, King.
My mom gives the pinch of doom,
yes.
The pinch of death. and he gets it right together. He's a new child, but we don't have to do that often. But guess what, Tahiri?
What's up? What you want today? You always want something.
I always want something. Have you ever been like on a group trip or maybe like a vacation of a bunch of bays? And it was just like, a bunch of bays. Like everybody get a bay.
Okay.
Or like friends. And it was just like one person that was just like grinding your gears.
I mean, that's when you really know if you could really mess with somebody. Like even friends, when you travel, it's traveling. It's certain situations that life would put you in or you put yourself in and you realize I can't really hang with these people.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say I used to hang out with five girls. Like literally we went everywhere. And we used to like to take road trips. We got along. I purposely wouldn't take my glasses. So that was my excuse not to drive or drive anywhere. I'd be like, I can't see.
Oh my God.
But I will say that we were fine traveling. We got to places, but then I've always been the person that quickly gets dressed.
Okay.
I'm always ready to go, boom. And my friends were divas, and there was one particular that like we had to wait. By the time she was dressed, I was wrinkled and I'd get tight. So that was like my biggest issue when it came to traveling with that group of friends. It's like the diva, the one that wanted what nobody else wanted. So we wanted to go left, she wanted to go right. And she was like the princess diva, so it would be like arguing over that type of shit.
But she went on all the trips.
Yeah.
You never was like, okay, we're not inviting Susie.
No, we invited Susie.
Damn.
Susie. But again, at this big age, you know not to put yourself in certain situations. You kind of know your friends. It's kind of like no new friends. Like you don't even take the risk to go on a trip with people that you don't really know. Cause you know, you're really taking the trip to relax at this big age. It's not about, you know, we outside and we go and this is a group thing. It's kind of like we know how to separate from each other at the trip. Like, okay, so you're going to do this and you're going to do that and I'm not going to get mad and see you later. That's what happens at this big age.
I might be the friend that people be annoyed with because I'm the wild one.
I'm
the one that everybody's like, all right, we know we got to watch out for Danae because she about to, one, either sneak out. I'm the Irish goodbyer. Like, you shouldn't do that in foreign places. But I'm literally the one that I'll be like, I'm going to the bathroom and be fucking.
I call it the cock out. I'm like, so she cocked out. And then when they cocked out, I'm like, yeah, she found her boo and she's out. She's out with the cock.
Damn. Uh-oh. But I'm living by myself.
Whatever. Well, now that you're married, but don't tell me you were ever leaving just to leave.
I was always leaving by myself. Why? Just because
and
I was
what?
Ready to
and,
go.
And what? And just leave?
And go home.
I'm the opposite. If we walk in together, we will leave together. Because God forbid something happens to anyone.
And that's why I'm the one people be annoyed with.
Yeah, no, because I need to know that you're fine, that you made it home safe. I don't care how drunk you are.
And I always get busted. Sometimes I'm drunk, sometimes I'm not. But I'm always trying to like sneak out and it's always one person by the door. Like, where you going, girl?
Yeah, like I'm not doing that. I would get really pissed off at you because I really am a firm believer that who I walk in with is who I walk out with.
Yeah,
just
that's
for
my friend.
Reasons. I don't want to fucking wake up and watch you on the news and shit like the old girl that found the baby on the side of the road and left her wig and
bitch.
What's her name?
Carl. What's her name?
Carly.
She did her ass beat. She need her ass whooped, for real.
So, yeah.
Because don't do that.
I don't need that. I really would get annoyed by you.
She's really the friend.
I'm leaving her. I'm leaving Danae now.
Damn, I can't go on a trip. Bring me on a trip. I've been doing better. I promise.
She's following herself. She's been doing better.
I did. I've been staying on track, staying with the group.
So, Danae, I know that you've had... You're the annoying friend.
Yes.
At work when you travel and also when you go on a group trip or whatever and even a couple's trip. What has been your best experience on a trip?
Damn. I have two. I have a family one and a friend one. So when my baby, what were we doing? We were doing On the Run. What were we doing? Some tour. I can't remember. But we were rehearsing in Paris. So that was my baby's first international trip. It was Mother's Day, and he turned 5 months. It was so sweet and really beautiful. And my husband was there, of course. He brought the baby. And they stayed with me for like 2 weeks, and we were just gallivanting through Paris.
That's amazing. I love
which
Paris.
Was really beautiful. Then the second one, I went on my friend's bachelorette/bachelor trip.
Uh-huh.
Fucking fire. Like, the person who planned the trip, like, planned it to perfection. I love themes. We had themes every night. We were all swinging from the chandeliers. We had a chef. We were staying in this fucking villa at the top of a mountain in Puerto Vallarta.
Puerto Vallarta.
It was fucking fire. Like, we had the absolute best time. Went to the strip club. Wasn't really a strip club. We found out it was a brothel. We like, why are these girls not swinging?
Because they selling vagina.
And we didn't know. They coming out walking. I'm like, why are they just walking?
I think I've been through up to one of those in Italy and I didn't even know that was what it was.
Didn't have a clue. We like, why the
rose and shit. And I'm like, where like, the at,
why are they playing
where
Barry White?
At, hoes?
They was playing Barry White. That's when I knew something was up.
That's funny.
Nobody was throwing money.
They was selling. Let me see, mine? I have several. I mean, I've been traveling for a long time. I want to say Jamaica, and that was during a pandemic. I went on my first solo trip, no security, no friend, no boyfriend, no sister, no mommy, just me.
That's nice.
I took my first solo trip because I had to make that decision of freezing my eggs and was I ready? Mm. I was about to embark something that I really not knew what the, I knew what the process was on paper, but then I knew my body was going to take a toll and I knew my mental had to be strong and I was doing it again alone without a man and just kind of, I needed to reflect. I was a little scared of going to Jamaica by myself. I remember it was a September 17th of 2020.
Damn.
And I remember taking a risk. I remember planning accordingly. I don't want to get on a long road trip to Montego Bay or not Montego Bay, to like Negril or, you know, any other parts of Jamaica. I needed to be close to the airport, short car ride. I remember I booked my car right through the hotel just to be safe. And I got to this resort and it was zoology, I believe it's called a zoetry. It was more of a meditation retreat. And I remember that no matter how much I want to meditate, I'm in love with a party animal. And although I know I needed to find myself on that trip and that was the plan, I remember thinking to myself, I want to go pop, lock, and drop it, right?
You went to the club?
No. So I pull up on this hotel that didn't look grand on the outside or anything. And I was like, I called my lawyer, like, what am I doing here? Like, the doors ain't even big. Like, what's up? I was like, and you can.
The doors weren't big?
You know what I mean? Like, the big, grand, you know, like, the entrance. Like, I like big everything. Like, I need to feel like I'm on vacation. Little did I know, it was the best experience ever. I walked in, I called my lawyer. I was like, dude, you could hear a pin drop. Like, there's nothing going on here. Besides the fact that it was the middle of COVID and that, you know, resorts were only allowed to have 20% of its capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I need to find another hotel. I need to find some kind of turn up.
Damn.
And she said to me, no, God makes no mistakes. So I met with the concierge and the concierge says, if you're looking for a party, it is not here.
Nice.
And I was like,
look at God talking through the people, sitting you down.
And so I sat down and lo and behold, instead of 3 days of trying to find me, I spent six. Mm. It was the best experience ever. I mean, I got a chance to know other people that were staying at the resort, couples. I was the girl at breakfast that was like, everybody's staring. I'm just going to like, you know, try to find a FaceTime friend because I'm alone. And then after a while, I got comfortable with myself.
I love doing stuff on myself.
And it was the best trip ever. I think that was one in Paris, of course. You know.
Did they have like yoga?
Yeah, they had yoga. They had the workouts. They had, everything was a la carte. So the food was amazing and very, very fresh. And
love good
food. It was just, and it was a small boutique hotel, so a resort. So it was very much, there weren't long walks anywhere. So he did say, the concierge was like, I'm going to give you a tour. It's going to take less than 10 minutes. I was like, great. But all in all, I will return there, Montego Bay.
Take me.
It's like 10 minutes away from the airport. It was amazing. I got a chance to meet with me and came back refreshed, renewed, and ready to freeze my eggs. It was the best thing I did. Best trip ever. And in Paris, of course, because I shop, and
shop.
And I just love to go to the
Eiffel Tower.
The Eiffel Tower.
To have champagne.
Yes, I love to just
cheese.
Just, I just love the way it looks. I love the way it feels.
Have you ever gotten on the carousel that's next to the Eiffel Tower?
No.
Okay.
I haven't. But I, you know, we drive by it.
Yeah.
I'm it all cute. I've done everything. Oh, no, I have.
I have on the carousel. Oh, a little carousel over there.
I'm the worst. Yeah, I have. I forgot him too. He's from that side of town too.
He's from Paris?
Yeah.
That's fire. International boo loving.
I'm the worst. I need to get married. Somebody find me a husband. But I love me some Paris, and I had a great time in Jamaica.
So Tahiri, I talked about planning my wedding over in Jamaica. How do you feel about destination weddings?
I kind of like them. I think at one point I wanted to have one. I had a destination birthday. I think that it's a way of getting away. They're pretty pricey for some people, which is why you have to give people enough time to get it together. Because not only do I have to pay my flight, but then I got to buy you a gift too, bitch. Is this not the gift? Like me coming to your wedding?
We didn't want no gifts. It was like, don't give us no gifts.
Come on, rich bitch.
Wait a minute.
This was energy.
Yeah.
Because I want a gift. Y'all coming in behind me again.
Darn.
No, but I mean, I think that, you know, yeah, it's fair for it's important for you to give people enough time to get it together because you're spending a lot of money. But I think it's a fun way of getting away with the people that you love, you know, the most. The fact that destination weddings should be kind of tiny because it's supposed to be very intimate. You're going away with a group of people. Mm-hmm. While they can also be exhausting, because I experienced it for my birthday, I had a destination birthday, and I needed a trip after that just to unwind because I was just so busy hosting it on a different, you know, in a different place.
It's the hosting part
for me. But it's amazing. I think it's fun. I think I wouldn't mind. If you want to get remarried again, I'll come.
You're going to come?
Absolutely. I'll go. I think I'll have some fun with you.
We've had two destination weddings also.
Two already.
First, we went to Vegas. Why did we do that? First, we went to Vegas, but it was kind of during the pandemic. So it was like, we were supposed to be eloping one, but then people caught wind. So I ended up being like 25 people. It just pulled up. It was so sweet. And it was like the first time our friends were like kind of like outside of like birthday parties and stuff. But the first time we had to like
integrate the friendships.
That's the word I wanted to say. But it was really nice. It was she's a crazy lady. But it was really nice. I really loved it.
Yeah. Destination weddings are pretty dope.
So you got to have one.
Yeah. Just find me a husband.
Yeah, I heard that. Husband gotta come with the bag, vacations, destination wedding.
We could come with it together though. I think that
we already know what you bring to the table.
In order for you to like really, for me as a woman to have this list of shit that I expect from a man, I have to be able to bring something to the table as well. Like I hate women to be like, cause I want.
No.
I used to always ask her like, so how's your credit? So what are we doing? Are we getting better? And she'd be like, no, cause he. I'm like, bitch, I'm talking to you. You keep talking about him.
What the hell?
Right. So I feel like my husband could come with. He just needs to come with the ambition. He needs to not fold. He needs to want to get it popping. He needs to want to connect. I mean, I think that's to me what an ideal partner would be like. Now you can't be broke. I'm done fucking down.
Damn.
But you have to have that hunger.
She's giving you the blueprint.
Yeah, that hunger, that wanting to build and your own shit, you know, whatever your own shit is. And then we're going away to our destination wedding.
So it's a seat at the table. They're not bringing you the table.
Oh, we could bring half of it, maybe one chair.
Wait, you want half of the table? No, like, I mean, you want to bring one half?
It depends on what type of partnership I'm going to be embarking in. You know, not everybody has their shit together at that very moment. That doesn't mean that they don't deserve a chance. I mean, would I want a man to bring his table and we have two tables? Absolutely at this big age.
Well, remember that episode of Martin?
No.
When they had two of everything?
That's funny.
They had to have every funny thing.
I don't compete with my partner either.
Yeah, no.
That was a problem in a previous relationship of mine. It's that we're not competing. This is a partnership.
Unless it's a dance battle.
Right. See?
Because I'm fucking you up.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not competing. I also don't want to be the giver. And I think that's my problem. I give. And I attract takers because I give and I'm warm and stuff. And so I got to get better with that at this big age. There you have it, guys. I just vent it.
That's very nice. Let it out. I'm your therapist. I'm your frenipist.
Oh, come on, frenipist.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I want a shot of vodka, please.
I am. Guess what?
What?
I want to give you something.
What you want to get? That isn't. That sounds. I gotta be worried about when she says shit like that.
I want to give you some questions because I want to play a game.
I just wanted to show me how to dance or something.
That's coming next time.
Oh, nah, y'all don't want to see this.
I want to play a game.
Because I got one cheek that really don't clap and the other cheek claps and then.
Damn.
It's a lot of ass.
One cheek at a time.
I want to learn how to do that. I'm a perfectionist when it comes to the dance and shit. Like, I want to be like, now coming to the stage, super cheeks. And I'm like, boom. And then
fucking super boom, cheeks.
And then boom. But then I want to, like, if you don't show me how to boom, 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 then I don't want to do it. I don't want to just go in there and be like,
crazy.
And like, be like the girl that just because she got a fat ass, she ain't got to move a lot. I want to be like,
oh, look at that. You already got the moves.
Nah, but that's on the top.
The moves like the jagger.
Because
if you come in the top, the bottom gonna go regardless.
But see, that's, I don't want that. I want to be like a tsunami in this bitch.
Okay, super cheeks, tsunami.
Now coming to the stage.
Yeah.
Super cheeks.
Now coming to the stage. See or not.
Okay.
You ready for this game?
I'm ready for this game. I'm ready
okay.
for it.
So I'm going to ask you some questions.
Yes.
If you agree, say C.
Okay.
And if you don't, say nah.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Bam.
Get it.
C or nah. Threesomes are overrated.
Oh, man. See, this thing on that should be having me, it's not black and white, it's gray. I mean, it all depends on a relationship. But no, if it's a new relationship or if you guys have bond to that point where y'all want to have threesomes, I would say no, I haven't done them much, so.
Much is crazy. I haven't done them much. Don't try to sneak that in here.
I'll talk about it one day. Much. I'm not even going to tell y'all what I've done. But let's just say no. It depends on who you with, though.
I say nah. My husband says C.
You have to have some type of fun.
He not with it. More so fun. That's why I just got a bunch of wigs. I be switching them up.
That'll probably be me in my relationship.
You switch my wig. I can feel like he cheating.
Hey.
C or nah. Casamigos is the best tequila.
Nah. But if they cut me a check, C.
Damn. What's your favorite?
Right now, I like Casamigos. I actually drink it a lot. But right now, what I am appreciating, you know, it's weird. I am appreciating Espolòn.
Mm.
Espolòn is one of my favorites.
Everybody said.
It's one of my favorites. See, I'm not the only one. Espolòn and Don Julio Reposado over Casamigos.
Yeah, I heard the accent come out. Reposado.
Don Julio Reposado. Tú sabes?
It's all going to the same place, so I don't really care.
As long as it does the job.
See or nah. Men should be the breadwinner in relationships.
See, and I'm bonus. Nah, I think it's important for a man to feel like a man. And I think that even if I'm the one who makes the most money, which I've been in that situation or more than my partner, I thought in my old relationship that me doing the most for him was making him feel like, oh, my baby got me. And instead, he felt like less of a man. And it started to manifest in our relationship. So I think it's important for a man, just for his ego purposes or for his manhood, to kind of be the one to feel that, like, he wears the pants, although we really do. But, like, you know, I think it's important for a man to please.
Please.
Or it has to be a very secure man who's okay with his woman making more money. Because it's really hard, even if women, like in my situation where I'm not rich or anything, but I've done very well for myself, when I step into these, you know, situations, it's been hard. And I mean, I be wanting to the best, and men just need to feel like men, and it comes, and it has a lot to do with money. Finances are very important to a man.
Damn.
Dead ass.
I would say C, and I agree.
C, and it's all about being taken care of and how people are like, he better not do this, he better not. It's just, it's really hard on a relationship when the man makes no money, unless he's just okay
makes
with being.
Makes no money is crazy.
Or just makes less than, or is okay with being, you know, daddy daycare. It's a hard thing after a while for a man.
C or nah.
What's up?
If I say I'm going to call you back, I'm going to call you back.
See, please. I'm a woman of my word. I hate when people don't honor their word.
Damn. I'm going to say nah. I might call you tomorrow. But if I say I'm going to call you back, sometimes I don't really know how to get off the phone. So I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to call you right back.
No, I try.
I might call you tomorrow.
Here's the thing. If a person really cares about you and you really matter, they're going to make sure that they come through with that call.
But if they're not talking about nothing, I'm not calling you back.
But that's a conversation.
Because I have other things to do.
Yeah. No, I have friends that want to talk about the nonsense, and I'll let them know I don't got time. But I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do something if I'm not.
That's very nice to hear you.
That's honest.
I'm going to call you back, though. See you or nah.
What's up?
You would let a man take you out for ice cream as a first date.
See? I've done that before.
And I'm lactose intolerant, but I'm still gonna go and have
farting,
ice cream.
Farting all day, baby. No,
we gotta see if we're gonna make it or not.
Yeah, I'm okay with ice cream. I hate those type of other dates, like let's go to the movies. How are we gonna get to know each other?
Child.
If we go to the movies. So ice cream is good, a nice walk.
Nice talk.
A nice talk. I can lick.
Scenic.
I can show you.
Oh. You're trying to get right
in
to
my
it.
Head, I'm thinking, you know, the ice cream cone, the scoop, double scoop, triple scoop. You look at the, you like, oh, my bad. I got excited.
God damn.
I had a reaction in a minute. What you want me to say?
See or nah, you could date someone with bad fashion sense.
Wow, at this big age?
Ah. Nah, I don't
damn.
Want to. I don't want to. I'm attracted to
a man that knows his fashion and knows how to put it together. It's one of the things that like kind of gets me a little hot and bothered. I'd be like, oh, he look good. Oh, he could put it together. Dress me, daddy. and then I come from a home where my mom used to say, you know, men need help. Just clean them up a little early on. Like, you just fix them. I don't want to fix nobody at this big age. Maybe early in my 20s, you know. But sometimes you can't even teach swag.
What if
you don't like certain things?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you kind of give you advise them of what I think you should, but you know, at this big age, they do what they want. I'm just not pulling up with, you know what I mean, with daddy over here,
yeah,
with the pants up here, the
damn with the fanny pack,
the 40, the 40s instead of Jordans. Like, you know how some guys Jordans? Look at the suits and they don't really know how to turn it down, and they got no street. Wear
no savvy,
nothing.
I got blessed because my man could dress. Thank you, Jesus.
See? So no, I can't do it.
See or nah, I wait till I hit empty to fill up my gas tank.
Nah, I'm one of those that I'm counting miles. Like, oh shit, we got 13 miles going. Where are we going? 7. Oh my God, I'm gonna die. That gives me anxiety. So yeah. I try not to. I ever been at like E? But I'm sweating. My butt cheeks are tight.
You
like,
shaking the car to move the last bit of gas around.
I'm looking at myself already, and I'm like, stop thinking about pushing this car. Who's gonna help me? I don't subscribe to that. Even when I, you know, even as a man, like if you drive in my car, you better fill up that tank.
Yeah, it's enough for me. I don't want to do that. Yeah. And why you want to pay $1 trillion at one time for gas?
Right? You just gotta. Yeah, that's true.
Fill it up, babe.
You'll fill it less.
Fill it the f up. See or nah, the back of the movie theater is the best. Blah, 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 blah. The back of the movie theater is the best place to sit.
See, I rather.
In the back?
I rather. I want to be in the front. I want to be in the middle.
You want to be in the middle?
No, I'm okay with the back. I can be in the middle. I don't really like the front. And I just have this trauma as a kid. Whenever mommy would take me to the theater mat late, we have to sit in the front. I'd be like, what does this matter? You know, I can't really. So I like the back. I like the back middle.
I like the middle.
I don't really have to be in the middle. I like the back. I want to see everything. Even in concerts, like I don't really mind. I don't have to have I don't want nosebleeds, but I could be in an area where I can see everything. I like to see
the full show.
The way, you know what I mean? Y'all
that makes sense.
Around and shit.
Y'all, you shapes. See how she slid that in there? Y'all move around.
The shapes and shit. Like, so movies too. Like, I want to be in the back up high looking down at everybody. We in this bitch.
This is a bonus.
Bonus!
Bonus. See or nah, you let me?
See, yes.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all for tuning in.
She's so silly.
Tuning in to See or Not at this big age. Because I be feeling dancing in my spirit, you okay. know? Right. I be feeling like, at this big age.
At this big age.
Yes, like David. I want to dance like David.
I cannot.
Yeah. Thank y'all for tuning in. To yes. add this big age.
Yes, comment, subscribe.
Like, share.
Like, share.
Yeah.
And thank you for tuning in at this big age with Tahiri and today.
Boom. And shout out to 333 Lounge.
Shout out to 333 Lounge.
For hosting us.
All day, every day. Love y'all. Brooklyn.